Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Get daily interview, roundtable discussion,
all the latest gaming coverage,
developer interviews,
and latest news from the crew.
A Gamertag Radio exclusive.
E3 is one of the biggest events for Gamertag Radio, and you don't want to miss this.
E3 coverage starts now.
All right, E3 2019, and we just finished watching Xbox E3 briefing, and I'm here with Peter and also with Paris. Who would like to start first with their reaction? Because I have a lot of things to say.
I don't know where to start. Microsoft came out. They came out the box punching wildly, controlled. I really don't know what to say other than congrats to everybody at the Microsoft Xbox team for an amazing press conference. And I don't want to, and I'm not trying to say that just because we just came out of it and it's all excitement, but they truly owned the news cycle and they're taking advantage of the fact that Sony is not here.
Yeah.
And swinging for the fences. You know what I mean? Like, with all of those announcements, obviously we saw, you know, I know you were happy, Battletoads. Your Phantasy Star Online 2 thing, that blew up for you guys.
Yes.
The announcement of Double Fine and Tim Schafer joining.
Huge. That's pretty big.
I know I had mentioned Psychonauts being, something that would be announced.
You're going to watch it this week too, right? Psychonauts, we have an appointment to watch.
Yes.
I can't wait for that.
There were a couple of things. Xbox having the Xbox Ultimate Game Pass thing being not just for console, not just for PC, but also include Xbox Live. I know the three of us were talking about this offline. This was Paris's little mini prediction before we walked into the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's for $15. That's a huge deal. That's a phenomenal deal.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but like everything really blurred out after Cyberpunk and Keanu Reeves coming out onto stage.
Yes.
I was just like, that's it. Like, everything literally went faded to like a blur until Halo came out after that. I mean, hey,
You know what it is, Pete? I think that this press conference compared to like the previous Xbox press conferences is that this one there was something for everyone. You're a fan of Gears? Here it is, Gears. You're into indie games? Here it is. Are you into the classics like Phantasy Star Online? Check this out, Osmo. Bringing it to a console for the first time in years. Free to play, cross play. Yo, when they mentioned Phantasy Star Online, dude, I was shaking. I was screaming. I think I was the only one in that little area that we were screaming. But I was super, super happy. Everybody was hitting me up about that. But let's talk about Project Cloud or the next gen console.
Project Scarlet, next cloud.
Yes.
The hardware specs for me, I think they were pretty impressive. We see they talked about built in SSD, GDDR6 RAM, the Navi Zen 2 architecture from AMD, 120 frames per second. The specs are up there. They're pretty solid for today's gaming, right? And which has always been the concern for me, because every time they announce their specs, they're a year or two behind the current tech. This is, you know, those are the right proper specs for a solid gaming PC. And putting that into a console, I think it's a smart move. Glad to see it.
Paris. I think it's time for Paris to say something right now, man.
April 16th, 2020. Is a day that I will not be at work.
It's a holiday.
It is a day that I will be at home with my newly built gaming PC. Halo Infinite! Let's do it!
Yeah.
But that will be a day after I have newly built my gaming PC and I'm going to be playing Cyberpunk 2020. Like, you know, they didn't show us a lot in the grand scheme. I mean, we got to see, you know, a little. You could tell the graphics got an upgrade. For what they're going to do. You can see the storyline that they're going down with V and just everything that was radically different than what we saw from the demo last year behind closed doors.
Yeah.
And then obviously Keanu Reeves is in the game. I think that was a big get for them. And the fact to have him out there on stage, I think everybody in the crowd was starstruck at that point when he did that. But the fact that we now know we're getting in spring 2020, we're getting in April 2020, we can set our expectations accordingly. I got an email. The pre-orders are up now. You can pre-order the collector's edition, all that stuff. Let's go do it. So obviously I'm super excited for Cyberpunk. But on Xbox specifically, what impressed me the most was Game Pass. And we'd been talking about this the past few weeks. We knew the PC stuff was coming. We're curious about the pricing and everything. But ultimately, pun intended, I guess, Xbox Game Pass Ultimate at $15 a month, when you really look at it, the library that you're going to get on the Xbox side, the library that you're going to get on the PC side, gold is thrown in. It's great freaking value. I mean, each one is $10 a piece standalone. Gold is $5 a piece. So when you combine it all together and it's only $15 a month that you're getting this, plus, you know, the thing that's going on right now, you throw a dollar in, they're upgrading you to Ultimate, and you can, like, I have it until 2022 now as an example. Game Pass to me is going to allow us to try some of these games that we saw that I might be like, I don't know, like that 12 Mile game. I don't know if that was a Game Pass game or not.
I think it was. I'm not sure.
But the point, regardless of the game, is the ones that do come in Game Pass that you're looking at, like, would I go buy that day one? Maybe not.
Blair Witch.
Exactly.
That's a now Game you Pass
go,
game.
Now you'll go try something like that. We're saying that a lot during the briefing. You know what? I'll try that. Psychonauts 2. Amazing. I'm so happy for Tim Schafer that Double Fine's coming under the Xbox family, and now they're going to get the proper support and the backing that they need to make the games that they want to make, and that's fantastic. So, I mean, overall, let me say this on a slightly negative, and it's not really a negative. It's just I was surprised.
Okay.
They didn't really show us anything for Gears 5.
I tell you why.
Other than, you know, we know the escape stuff, and I mean, no, they're just going to be playable here, and they're doing all that kind of stuff, but I really thought they would delve a little more into what the story was going to be for Gears 5 at the briefing, but that's okay. We don't need it here. We're going to get plenty of information during the week and the upcoming months, but hey, it's coming September 10th.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for that. And then obviously with Scarlet, to lay out the specs that Pete already talked about, what that said to me, you hear 120. Don't think 120. That's maybe 1080p or 1440p or something like that. For people that want a game in 4K, what Xbox is saying is we're going to make 4K 60 frames per second a standard in the next generation. I fully expect that when, like, Halo Infinite, as an example, is coming. So speaking of Halo Infinite, if you looked at all the announcements that came out, they were all either this year or early 2020. They're not talking anything next gen at this briefing. That's going to be next E3 or whatever we're going to have next June, that they're going to talk about that with Scarlet. The only thing that they talked about for Scarlet was Halo Infinite. We know it's coming holiday 2020. We know Halo is going to be their day one, which we've been saying for the past year. That just makes perfect sense. And I'm ready for it. I'm very excited for Master Chief to come back. It's looking like they're getting Halo back to its roots, which is what we want. I'm excited for that. No gimmicks, none of that. Give me Chief. Give me Cortana. Tell me that story. Make a kick-ass multiplayer, brand new engine, and everything else that's going to come with it. So I'm very happy with this Xbox briefing. I will say that, was this the most mind-blowing, best briefing I've ever been into in my life? No, but that's okay. This is a transition year. Next year is when we truly start to get into the next gen. But I'll tell you what, it's funny. You know what game excited me the most out of all of that?
Besides Cyberpunk.
Yeah, but besides everything we saw. That Dragon Ball game. That Dragon Ball RPG.
That RPG.
I'm so there for that. I cannot wait for that.
And Pete, every game they show, there was something for everyone.
Exactly. And that's the point.
And I love that, because sometimes we've been to press conferences and they'll show stuff and we're like, man, they're showing a lot of the first person. Oh, they're showing a lot of a third person.
Yeah.
They're showing a lot too many of zombies. Yo, they had everything there, man. There was games that wasn't for me, but I hear people in the back like Brittany from What's Good Games.
Yeah.
Hype, screaming. And I'm like, I'm not into that game, but I'm glad to see that she's excited for that particular game.
Now, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Real quick. Now, I want you to hold it. This is for you.
Okay.
No Banjo.
Yeah.
No Nintendo Switch.
Yes. But you know what? We still left there happy.
Yes. But I'm surprised.
I am surprised.
I am truly surprised we didn't hear anything about a collaboration
and
with the Switch.
And let's talk about the rumor that what was going around while we were sitting down.
Yeah, Miyamoto was at the briefing.
So right there, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's happening.
I even had my Switch ready to take it out once he was going to come on stage.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen. But you know what, Paris? I've been asking for Phantasy Star Online 2 for years. Just that alone, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm happy. I'm good. For you, 4/16/2020 Cyberpunk 2077. But
and that's what I'm saying. That's the game I'm most looking forward to out of all the stuff in the next year. That's the game that I cannot wait for. And like I said, I fully expected it to be spring. So to hear that date confirms everything that I thought. I'm excited, man. Very excited.
There were two introductions or two things that they announced. First one, Dragon Ball Z Kakarot, drew much excitement out of this core group right here, and outside everybody else in the thing, and that was pretty exciting.
RPG, not fighting.
RPG looked really, really dope. The overall number of games that were going to be announced at the thing, we saw 60 games in all, 14 from Microsoft Game Studios, 34 premiering on Game Pass. We mentioned the combo, that Batman Arkham Knight, which, if you want to talk about that.
So I was semi-right.
Yeah, so Batman Arkham Knight, Metro Exodus, Hollow Knight, and Borderlands Handsome Collection, which, if you pre-order, you get a Lilith expansion that's new for Borderlands 2. That's a preamble, like, to go into Borderlands 3. I thought that was really dope. What did you think of the Series 2 controller introduction?
The Series 2 Elite controller, Paris.
I'm glad to see it. I'm glad to see it. It is absolutely time for them to update the Elite controller. And now that you got the multiple profiles that you'll be able to put on there,
Bluetooth.
Yeah, Bluetooth. Looks great. I'm ready for it.
Adjustable tension sticks.
Yeah.
That was really cool. One other thing, I know it drew some like confused looks. I actually had to look into it right after it, but
which part?
The Smilegate announcement signing with Xbox. So they talked about Crossfire X. Crossfire X is one of the largest, if not the largest, military sim FPS shooter. Mm-hmm. And so I know there was a lot of confused looks, myself included, because I wasn't truly familiar with it. But apparently it's a huge signing, which, it's, you know, Smilegate is a Korean company. You know, they've got that partnership or had the partnership with Blue Hole and PUBG. I think it's a rock solid pickup for them to work with and to bring Crossfire X to the Xbox One X.
Can I say something?
Or the Xbox One or just the Xbox?
Can I say something?
Landscape.
Even though we are gonna try it during the showcase, I was surprised they didn't really talk much about xCloud. You know what? I was very surprised.
I was very surprised.
But I get why. Because it's hard to present something like that. Because
it's all going to, that's fake. That's not real. So they did it the right way to say, we're going to let you get hands-on with it so you can talk about
it. Exactly. Now, what was the thing that caught you the attention the most from that particular part of the presentation about xCloud?
You know what? You know what caught me the most was they didn't talk about the price. Other than now we're going to be able to make our own Xbox One a streaming device for free. And they emphasize free, which lets me know that if you're not using your console, there's going to be a price associated with it. So one thing that we were speculating coming into this was, could they potentially have a tier of xCloud built into Game Pass Ultimate? Obviously, that's not happening. But the flip side of that is they're basically telling you, you own an Xbox, that's your free tier. That's what they're saying. Your Xbox is the Project
Xbox. He did mention for free during the talk about that. You can use either their virtual console, which I think was really, really smart. Use a virtual console in their data center or use your own to stream it.
But the virtual console isn't free. That's what we're saying.
Right.
Yeah. There will be a cost with that, which they did not talk about. And it's going to be, we're going to be ready to go with that in October.
Right.
So they're going to be doing stuff before Stadia.
Yes.
Which I think is interesting.
Yeah.
So wait, Stadia is November.
November. Yes.
So why do you think they didn't mention the price just yet?
Because I think they're going to make sure that they come in under Stadia. There's no way they're going to have a value that's not as on par with or better than Stadia. It just doesn't make sense. Now that Stadia is announced, we're doing $10 a month if you want 4K, all that, blah, 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 with limited games, they got to top that.
Yeah, and you'll notice that it's not the same Game Pass catalog for PC that's going to be available for console. It's two different catalogs.
Yeah, we knew that already.
Right.
But remember, first party Xbox Game Studios.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. All, this is only third
right,
party.
All third party
where
is going to be
different.
Specially curated. The other thing that I noticed was you noticed a lot of Azure AI marketing.
Of course.
On a lot of the things. And that's, I think, going to be, you know, the big, that's going to be, you know, the big Ali and Frazier fight, you know, for the cloud. You know, is it going to be Azure or is it going to be AWS?
All right. I have a question for both of you guys because you guys are more into specs. Were you surprised that Microsoft talked about the next gen console, like the specs?
No. I told you they're going to do that. So no, I wasn't surprised.
But okay, no. Oh God, Paris. Oh God, no. But because remember too, even Digital Foundry was saying this, that they were very curious to see how they were going to announce it, because at the same time, they can't announce so too much stuff because of PlayStation.
Yeah.
So your thoughts about that part?
I don't think it was. I think they had to. They didn't want to come in under. You know, they didn't want to come in, you know, saying, you know with light information or not enough information to satiate the gamers that, you know, that are or people that are here. Four times more powerful than the Xbox One X. That goes to show how much time and effort and work they're putting into this thing. So, you know, again, kudos to the Microsoft team. Excited to see more with regards to Scarlett. I'm still super curious about xCloud. I need to know more. I want to know more. And I think as we get closer to them releasing, you know, price, et cetera, we'll start to get more information. If anything, that is the only disappointment for this press conference, was not seeing more information on that.
You know what game we haven't really talked about that's also going to be available with a Game Pass? Blair Witch. That game looks phenomenal. It got my attention big time. We were sitting next to Khalif and What's Good Games, and we were like mentioning games. Could it be this one? Could it be? Yo, we were all wrong. As soon as they show the logo of Blair Witch, we're like, yo, that's Blair Witch. Did they mention the company, the developers that work on it?
I can't remember.
Game?
I don't remember. They did.
But yeah. It did say Xbox Game Pass. So is that a first party game? Or that's like a
potentially. I guess we'll have to wait to get more information.
Okay. Anything else before we wrap it up?
Shout out to them using Azure AI and all the geo locating, you know, technology for the newest flight simulator. That actually caught me off guard.
We talk about flight simulator, and a good friend of ours worked on that. That was his first
job.
That was his first job
in the game industry.
Had tears over that. That was great to see.
That was really dope.
And again, it's on Game Pass. So guess what? I'm playing Flight Simulator.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
I already own it.
I do want to talk about it. Minecraft Dungeons. It came across to me like a combination of Minecraft and Gauntlet. And I was like, I could play this. I could see myself having fun with this, plop it down, play with the kids, play with the wife, play with friends. Yeah. You know, that was a cool next step.
Remember this, local co-op and also
and
online.
That awesome. Sounds dope. That's
really good. Really good. I don't know. I'm super impressed with this press conference, man. I just enjoyed it through. And I was looking at Paris and you guys at UP. I was like, yo, it's only been 30 minutes. Yo, what? Oh my God, it's only been an hour. Like, I think. The pace was really good, and I think it was perfect that they didn't start with Halo. I like that Phil Spencer didn't show up right at the beginning of the press conference. Let other people shine, you know, and I think it was well-balanced overall, in my opinion, you know. So, anything else?
I think that's it. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, we have more stuff coming up. Just stay tuned. Make sure to stay subscribed. What's next? I know Bethesda's coming up later on.
Yeah.
We're going to try to watch it. I don't know if we're going to go to the press conference. We don't know yet. We're still debating. Okay, there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes. And, just stay tuned here at Gamer Tag Radio, live from E3 2019.
Thanks for listening to Gamer Tag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.